Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 126 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her skin, before we get into this episode. Oh, it's going to be so good. I just want you to know that it's made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, please run on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to get on over to iTunes after this podcast and rate and review us because we love to hear from you. Your feedback is golden. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Ladies, look in the mirror. Yep, that's your skin, all right. Have you ever just sort of sat there, scratched your head, and said, what would be a class like Skincare 101, where you can just sort of start all over again from this mess that you've made of skincare and instead develop a really strong foundation for what you need to do to be able to take care of your skin? Well, of course, our go-to dermatologist is Dr. Jessica Wu to help us understand what Skincare 101 really looks like. Her book is Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and a Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days. Dr. Wu, welcome back to the Her Podcast.
Thank you, Pam. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, boy. Okay. Skincare 101. All right. I mean, seriously, I'm going to be taking notes furiously once again, because I'm going to get this right one way or the other. This whole issue of skin, you know, it's so funny. We blow it off, yet it's so terribly important. We want to look our best, and yet how do we do that? And one of the things I've noticed is that women are going much more natural now, which means that instead of glopping up our face with tons of makeup, women are really looking forward to becoming more natural looking, glowing, you know, having healthy looking skin. So the real question is, what do you do? And it starts with essential steps to good skincare and a routine that helps us with that. The cleanse, treat, protect. Okay, let's do it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you're right about that, because although there will always be those of us who love makeup, and I love makeup, but as time goes by and I am growing up, I'm turning 50 in January, so I realize that I can no longer get away with a lot of makeup because it settles into the creases of my skin. So I'm wearing less and less makeup as time goes by, and that means that when we wear less makeup, our skin is on display. So it really is all about nourishing your skin and making your skin look the best it can, so you don't have to hide, you don't have to cover, and then you don't have to deal with your makeup melting or settling into the cracks and creases. And this is really important to get on a routine. And I tell my patients, even if you've been genetically blessed with great skin and you've been getting by with soap and water in the shower, as with many parts of our bodies, our skin requires more attention as time goes on just to keep it looking its best. So really important to get into a routine, because consistency is what makes a difference in your skin. Like with many healthy habits, you know, you see the results when you stick with it. Just like if you eat well for one day, that's not going to change your cholesterol or your waistline. But if you eat well for a month, you're going to see a difference. The same is with your skin. You need to find a routine that you can stick with. And my philosophy is that less is more. And the simpler a skincare routine is, the easier it is to follow, and the more time we have to complete those essential steps. So those three steps, like you mentioned, that's what I tell my patients in the office every day. Everyone can benefit from cleansing, treating, and protecting their skin.
Okay, so when you're cleansing, all right, it's really important to wash your face appropriately. The first thing is, you know, it's interesting. Clearly, you want to remove dirt, oil, makeup, and, you know, you don't want to clog your pores and cause breakouts and the rest of it. You're thinking about removing certain bacteria like staph and E. coli, you know, which you can pick up anywhere, and especially, you know, where, the old gym. And then, you know, removing pollution, for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh, seriously? At least it's not Beijing. And, you know, which can cause premature aging. You know, what's really interesting is, how do you wash? You know, how do you wash your face, and what do you wash it with? I used to, I remember, do the squeaky clean thing. I know, don't cringe, Dr. Wu. But I thought that, you know, kind of having squeaky clean skin, especially on my face, meant that I had just done the best job, only to find out, uh-oh, I think I did the wrong thing. So help us understand how to wash and what to wash with.
It seems so basic, right? Most of us have been washing our faces since we were in grade school, but has anyone ever taught you how to wash a face? It's really basic, and this is basic but so important, and that's what I tell my patients in my office. So how to wash your face and what to wash with all depends on your skin type. And when you have oily teenage skin, then getting squeaky clean is a good endpoint. You want to remove all that oil, and your skin is pumping out oil as quickly as you can remove it. But once you get into your 20s, 30s, and certainly beyond, squeaky clean is not the goal. So I tell my patients, first thing, if you wear makeup or if you wear heavy sunscreen, or especially water-resistant sunscreen, remove that first, either with makeup removing wipes. I like the Neutrogena makeup remover towelettes, or a makeup remover and a soft cotton pad. These are products you can find at the drugstore. And the reason for that is that many times cleanser is not going to completely remove makeup, and you end up just smearing it all over your face. You ruin your washcloths. You scare your partner at home because you look up from the sink and you have raccoon eyes. So first thing is to remove makeup, especially if you are wearing any water-resistant eye makeup. And then choose a cleanser based on your skin type. So by skin type, there are a few general skin types. For example, if you have oily or acne-prone skin, if your pores are large, and the rule of thumb is, after you wash your face, how does your skin feel half an hour to an hour afterwards? If you're already starting to get oily, if you get shiny by lunchtime, then you have oily skin. So if you have oily skin, I recommend using a gel or a foaming cleanser, because that breaks up the oil and helps to lift it off of your skin. And a couple different brands. I would like to give a disclaimer that I'm not associated with any of these brands, but these are just brands that I recommend to my patients. One that I'm using myself, because my face is extremely oily and very shiny by noon, I use a brand called Skin Fix. It's available at CVS and Target stores, and it's a foaming oil cleanser. So it breaks up any residual makeup. It removes any oil from my pores, and I massage it into my skin, and then I use a muslin cloth. And muslin is a fine cotton. They use it for baby burp cloths. You can cut up some little burp cloths and use it, or you can buy fancy brands at Sephora. But what I like about these muslin cloths is that it gives you a little bit of texture to help dislodge oil from your pores, but it's not abrasive. And then after massaging with the muslin cloth, you rinse off with lukewarm water and pat dry. Now, if you have... Oh, sorry?
No, I'm saying now we're on to dry. Dry,
yes.
Sensitive.
Dry sensitive. Now, if on the other hand, you wash your face and your skin often feels tight, itchy, you see flaky skin, or if you have rosacea, then that would classify you in the sensitive category, then I recommend using a creamy cleanser, one that's going to leave your skin soft rather than squeaky clean. CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser is a good one that a lot of my patients with rosacea do well with, and it's creamy, so it's not going to overstrip your skin. And again, massage it onto your skin, splash with lukewarm water. You never want to use hot water to wash your face because that can cause redness and broken capillaries. And hot water actually can dry out your skin more than lukewarm water. So splash with lukewarm water and pat dry with a soft towel. Now, if you have normal skin or combination skin, you're lucky because your skin can tolerate a lot of different types of cleanser. Look for a lotion cleanser, which helps to remove any oil but is not going to dry you out. You can also use what's called a micellar water. Micellar water is a type of cleansing water that you put onto a cotton pad and you wipe your face. It's very popular in Europe because a lot of women, especially if you have eyelash extensions or if you just had your hair done, if you don't feel like splashing your face with water and messing up your hair and your eyelashes, you can use micellar water, which is a type of a cleansing. It looks like water, but it has cleansing ingredients. You squeeze it onto a pad and you wipe until it's clean.
What is a good brand for that?
There's a brand called La Roche-Posay, which is a French brand originally, but it's found in many CVS stores. There's also another brand called Simple that's found at many drugstores.
Interesting. And would that also be true for the lotion form of that?
Yes. Both La Roche-Posay and Simple have lotion cleansers. La Roche-Posay has one for normal skin called a hydrating gentle cleanser, which is really wonderful.
Hydrating gentle cleanser.
Yes.
All right. Very, very good. All right. So we've washed our face, and now we understand why we don't, wash our face with super hot water. It's really important to keep it at lukewarm, too. So important. All right. Now we're ready for the treat part of this. What's the treat your skin part of this now that it's clean?
So what I mean by treat is that this is the step that targets a specific skin issue that you're trying to improve, either a problem or a quality that you're trying to improve in your skin. For example, many of my patients, it's now in the winter, but over the summer, maybe they spent a lot of time in the sun or more time than they wish they had, and they're seeing brown spots and sun damage. So this is the step where I recommend looking for a serum to address a specific skin issue. Now, serums are highly concentrated solutions or lotions that contain ingredients that target a specific problem. So in the case of sun damage and brown spots, I recommend looking for ingredients like vitamin C. And you mentioned earlier that many people are interested in being more natural, and I certainly see that among my patients in the office. There's been a trend to avoid using more synthetic ingredients, and many people are asking me, what can I use that's more natural? And vitamin C has been around a long time, but there are newer formulations that are more stable and more effective and can actually penetrate deeper into the skin. Very effective and popular brands that many of my patients use include SkinCeuticals, vitamin C and vitamin E, Ferulic Serum. There's another brand called SkinMedica, C and E Serum. And then there's another product called Lytera, Lytera, that contains an ingredient called tranexamic acid, which also helps to reduce your skin's overproduction of pigment. And what's great about these ingredients is that they're less likely to irritate compared to a prescription hydroquinone, for example. So they're more appropriate even if you have sensitive skin.
I see. Okay. So what about fine lines, wrinkles, all these anti-aging things? Because if you're going to have natural-looking skin, what you want to do is try to stop the aging damage, everything from sun to pollution to heaven knows what. So what are some things that could really help people?
Well, I'm a big fan of vitamins again. There's an ingredient called niacinamide, which is a version of vitamin B3, and that's found in the Olay Regenerist and Olay Total Effect skincare lines, and niacinamide has multiple effects on the skin. It helps to support your skin's ability to hold water, so it keeps your skin hydrated. And the more hydrated your skin is, the plumper it will look, the fewer fine lines and wrinkles you'll have. It also helps to reduce sun damage and helps to support your skin's collagen as well. And we all know that supporting your skin's collagen is so important because one of the reasons we start to get fine lines and wrinkles is that over time, especially as we're perimenopausal, menopausal, the amount of collagen in our skin diminishes about 1% per year. So multiply that by 10, 15, 20 years, that's a lot of collagen we're losing. So you want to do everything you can to try to hang on to that collagen. So niacinamide, vitamin B3 is one of my favorites. Different versions of vitamin A, so those are the retinoids. The retinoids include over-the-counter retinol, which is found in a brand called ROC, R-O-C. It's available in drugstores. And then if your skin is tough and, say, you've used retinol before, you've tried the niacinamide over-the-counter and it's time to really go for the more proactive products, then I would recommend something called Renova, which is a prescription-strength retinoid that your dermatologist can prescribe. So those are some of my favorites, the vitamin B3, niacinamide, and then the vitamin A derivatives, which are the retinol and the prescription Renova.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Everyone out there is furiously writing, trying to keep all this straight, because this is such wonderful information. After you have treated your skin, then you need to protect it. So what do you do?
Well, I always tell people, yes, even in the wintertime, in the morning, if it's bright outside, even if it's below freezing, as long as the sun is out, unless it's snowing or raining, you still need to protect with sunscreen. So still wear SPF in the winter, even if it's cold outside, because the sun can still get you. And this is especially true for anyone who lives at altitude, or if anyone's going to be at altitude, say you're traveling over the winter to a ski location, or say you live at altitude, say you live at Denver, for example, because even year-round, if you're at altitude, you're going to get a lot of UV exposure. For every 1,000 feet altitude you go above sea level, the UV rays increase between 8 to 10%, so you will sunburn
Oh,
faster.
My gosh.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. So when I go to Denver, I better start slopping that on real quick.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Even if it's cold outside. So don't forget your SPF. In terms of ingredients, look for sunscreens that contain zinc and titanium, because those are the best ingredients that protect against the UVA, the aging rays. A lot of different brands. Elta MD has a clear zinc that's a little less pasty. There are different tinted BB and CC creams that contain zinc and titanium, and they're great because you get a little bit of a light tint plus your sun protection. There's a drugstore brand called Garnier that has a wonderful BB cream. A lot of my patients use Clarins has one that's an anti-pollution that also contains a little bit of a tint and SPF. So in the morning, protect with a sunscreen over your moisturizer. And then at night, moisturize. So protect your skin by hydrating it, because if you live where I live in California, it's extremely dry. Our humidity levels are less than 10%. So even though I have oily skin, I find in the winter, I do need to moisturize. And for those of us who have oily skin, I recommend using a light oil-free lotion. La Roche-Posay, that drugstore brand, has an oil-free mattifying moisturizer. If you have drier skin, if you see a lot of flakes, if your skin feels tight, then you're going to want to go for a richer cream. A lot of my patients like La Mer. There's a brand available at Target called Number 7, Protect and Perfect Night Cream. And if you have really, really dry skin, you may even want to use a face oil. Some of my patients go all natural, and they'll use coconut oil directly on their face, or some of them use argan oil on their skin. But just be careful if you tend to break out, hold off on the oil.
You know, I've used the coconut oil, and it's actually a lot of fun. I have had some breakouts if I use too much of it for too long. So I'll just use it occasionally, but it is kind of cool. You know, it feels great. And you really feel like you're, you know, moisturizing. And I find that in almost no time at all, my skin is sort of absorbing it. And, you know, it just sort of feels very natural.
It is.
To be able to use a simple product.
It's good enough to eat, right? It's safe enough to eat. And as you put it, it may be firm in the jar, but as you massage it into your skin and get the body temperature, it melts. So it literally melts into your skin. Wonderful.
I love it. It's fabulous. You know, when you were talking about moisturizing, you know, I know that a lot of women have asked me, you know, is it really necessary to have eye cream too? In other words, why can't you just take your face cream and just sort of, you know, bring it right up to the eye area and just really say, hey, you know, if it's good for the rest of my face, it must be good for this.
For many people, you can. So a couple of situations where you might not want to do that. One is if you tend to get those little white bumps, they're called milia cysts. They're white. They look like tiny little bumps that can collect on your upper and lower eyelids or around the sides of your eyes. If you tend to get those bumps, then that means you want to switch to a lighter product around your eyes. You may want to go for an eye gel or eye serum rather than a moisturizer because using products that are too rich can contribute to developing those milia cysts. So that's one situation when you might want to use a lighter product around the eyes. Another situation now, if you have the opposite problem, say most of your skin is oily except around the eyes, it's very dry, then you want to use a richer cream for around the eyes and a lighter lotion on the rest of your face.
Give us some examples of like what you would use.
So for example, if your skin has large pores, if you're oily, you tend to break out the rest of your face, you might want to use an oil-free mattifying moisturizer, for example. But around the eyes, you might want to use something a little more rich. So like I was mentioning, Number 7 and La Mer, they both have wonderful, rich eye creams. So then only around the eyes where there are fewer oil glands and the skin is more dry, you'd use the eye cream there. Or third situation is if you're starting to see fine lines and signs of aging, your eyes are looking and feeling tired, then you want to use a targeted serum for the eye area, and that's when you go to one of the serums I talked about, either the vitamin C or the retinoids around the eye, because some people, if they're skin sensitive, they're not able to tolerate an active ingredient or a serum all over their face. They can only use it in certain areas, such as around the eyes. So those are situations when you need a separate eye cream.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we've been talking about really skincare 101. And the three essential steps are, the first step is cleanse. And the way you want to do that is to pay attention to the kind of skin you have and always use lukewarm water. And you have given us so many examples of products that are really easy to access to be able to address everything from oily to dry to normal and combination skin. The second one is treat. And the best way to treat the skin is really to look at the use of serums, which are these highly concentrated solutions and lotions that target a specific skin problem. And we're looking at sun damage and brown spots and fine lines and wrinkles and, you know, really trying to optimize the anti-aging approach to all of this. And then finally, how do you protect your skin? Honey, it's SPF time. And by the way, what is the SPF percentage, Dr. Wu, that women should be looking for in the products as they're, you know, finding the combination, you know, the moisturizers with SPF, or if they use SPF products on top of moisturizer? What's the number for the face?
Look for SPF 30 to 50. So 30 is the minimum. And you could go past SPF 50, but the higher the SPF, once you go past 50 to 70 or even 100, the concentration of ingredients is stronger. So if you have sensitive skin, you could be more likely to develop an irritation or allergic reaction once you go above 50. So good rule of thumb is SPF 30 to 50, and it's actually more effective if you apply SPF 30 in the morning and you reapply every 3 hours than it would be if you put on an SPF 100 in the morning and didn't reapply. They've actually done this study. They've done this in the mountains at a ski resort. They sent out a bunch of ski instructors out to ski on a sunny day. Half of them, they gave them SPF 30 sunscreen, told them, okay, guys, put this, reapply this every 3 hours. They did not get sunburned. The ones that they gave the SPF 100 sunscreen to and told them to ski all day in the sun and don't reapply, those are the ones that got sunburned.
Huh. Okay. Well, lesson well learned. And so we're just going to take that little bit of wisdom and run with it, to say the least. And then moisturizing is extremely important. And again, there are different products for both oily and dry skin. And honestly, pay attention to your eyes, because the skin around your eyes, as you said, is different than the rest of your skin around the face. And so you may need serum. You may need different products to be able to address moisturizing and protecting that area as well. Hey, missed one little piece that I really want to get. What about your lips? Poor little lips are just sitting there. How about SPFing them, and how do we moisturize them?
That's right. So during the day, if you're going to be outside, especially if it's a clear, bright, sunny day, even if it's cold outside, use an SPF stick on your lips, because using a lotion is not going to last very long, but a stick, SPF lip stick or lip balm, actually stays on your skin and grabs onto your skin better than just using a sunscreen lotion on your lips. And in fact, if you can't find an SPF stick that agrees with you, sometimes people don't like the taste or the smell of it, use an opaque lipstick. Because if you're putting on lipstick and you can't see your skin through the lipstick, it's going to block those UV rays. Kind of like wearing a dark t-shirt or a long sleeve shirt will block the UV rays from your skin. Likewise, it's actually protecting your skin if you wear an opaque lipstick on your lips. And then at night, be sure to use a lip ointment. This is when you don't want to use a stick. A lot of patients will use chapstick or a stick lip balm, but those can be very irritated. They're very irritating. The waxy ingredients can actually dry out your lips. And I once opened up a new chapstick, wasn't chapstick brand, a different brand of stick lip balm, and I proceeded to wipe it across my lips, and I ended up ripping off a piece of my lip because my lips were so dry. So when your lips are dry, it's better to use a lip ointment. And they're different brands. Aquaphor has a healing ointment. This is another situation where while sometimes recommend to patients, get little, you can find little sample jars or little tiny jars at the drugstore where you can scoop out a little bit of coconut oil into it and carry that. Use that as your lip ointment. Aven has a wonderful, Avene is another drugstore brand from France that has a wonderful cold cream lip ointment that's very creamy and soothing. Lip ointments are better when the skin is really, really dry and your lips are really chapped, much better than a stick balm.
Okay. I got it totally. And I think that, you know, when you put all this together, guess what? You've got yourself a heck of a foundation for skincare. Everyone, we've been talking to Dr. Jessica Wu, our go-to dermatologist, the author of Feed Your Face, Younger, Smoother Skin, and a Beautiful Body in 28 Delicious Days. Please run on over to her website, Dr. Jessica Wu. That's JessicaWU.com. And guess what? She has wonderful products. Hello, I am one of those poster children. Love, love, love. So the book, the products, and learn more about Dr. Jessica Wu's wonderful work, as well as words of wisdom, because they're all over the place. Jessica, thank you so much for being on the Herb Podcast once again.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
All right. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Herb by just hitting subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take a moment and rate and review us, because I'm sitting here waiting. I love to read them. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeakMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.